Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The word was out about the night duty guard that the McAllister estate wanted. Nobody was taking them up for offer. I wonder why it was. So I decided to take them up on offer and decided to go in for the interview. I thought how terrible it could possibly be. And then my friend told me that the job is practically nuts. The whole family is pretty out of mind, and the night duty is especially tough since the estate is all covered in forest area that in itself is pretty dense, and most of them are afraid of that part. I decided to be up for the job. I wasn't missing the opportunity just because people were afraid of it. I set an appointment to meet them. I wasn't going to let this chance go for me. This could be the break for me to improve certain things in my life.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
I went to the appointment all dressed up and professional. Even though the job was very casual, I wasn't taking any chances with it. I went to the estate, and there was already a guard on duty. He greeted me and asked me what I was there for, and I told him that I was there for the night duty. And the guard smiled and said, "Well, good luck with that, my man." And as I walked in and I asked him, "Any tips for me to get hired?" And the man replied with a smirk, "Just be yourself, ma'am. You will get hired. You were the only one who showed up." And I looked at him and then walked away. As I entered the house, it was big, and it was one of those old houses with antiques, animal skin, and really big weird pots. It was one of those exotic mansions that people talked about. And as I entered, a woman came down. She was wearing a robe and came in and said, "So, you are the only one who dared to come in for the job." And I agreed. And then just minutes after that, a stern man came down from one of those stairs, making a dramatic entrance, and then said, "Well, young man, seems like you are the only one who is brave enough to be up for the task of night duty. Well then, very well. You will be paid $1,000 a week, and you will be wearing the tuxedo we signed for you, and your night duty starts at 8 and ends at 4 in the morning. If you have any questions, ask now." And I was stunned by the $1,000 per week salary. I was confused and completely in awe of the $1,000 thing. I wasn't going to mess this up by asking some stupid question. So I stayed quiet and agreed to everything. And I don't even know what he was saying. My life was just getting up, and up by a simple night duty. I was pretty excited for the job, and it was even cooler that I get to wear a tuxedo. They wanted me to join as soon as I could, and called me in the next night, but they wanted me to be at 7 the first day so they can tell me some ground rules about the place and introduce me some things that I need to know before starting the work there. Knowing the stature of the job and the money I was getting paid, I was sure to not be late the very first of day. The next day I woke up early and went that I had to be there even though it was so early, and I went there. And there was this intervention kind of thing where the owners were there and their children were there too. And they said, pointing at me, "This is our new night guard, and he's going to be the new night guard and help us with our mosquito problems." And I was wondering what he was talking about, and I just said, "Yes, sure." And I agreed to whatever he was saying. And then they gave me a wooden spear. I was wondering why they gave me that. And then they said in their posh English things that they were going quite over my head. "He will be slaying the mosquitoes that try to enter the mansion. Finally, a human useful for us." And I was just clueless and went on to take my post. and just stood there on guard for an hour. I thought it was an easy $1,000 for me. But then about an hour later, there was this guy running towards me, and I had no idea who he was. I just stood there and stopped me, and he said that he did. I can see his teeth. They were really sharp, and he said, "Get out of my way. Those people need to be punished." And I asked him who he was, and he said, "I am Token. I am a vampire, and I hate these werewolves." I was just so confused. And then, as he was about to charge me, the son of the owner came in and stopped the attack and killed the Token. "It is all right. It's your first day." And Father has a habit of saying everything dramatically. So to clear up things, yes, we are werewolves, and no, we don't turn on a full moon. We control whenever we want to. Oh, and you have to stab these intruders with the wooden spear that we gave you. We all have to do our part. Vampires are quite filthy. They want to dominate things. So we need to control them. And I get it if you don't want to be a part of this. But you kind of have to, since you know our secret. And if you say no, we will kind of have to kill you. So you get where I'm coming from. I was completely in shock, and I had no way of how to react to that. And then another 2 months in the job, and after allegedly killing several vampires, I was really getting in with the family, and they were trusting me more than they ever could. My pay was increased from $1,000 to $2,000, and I was enjoying the lavishness it all brought with me. And I had my plans with everything. And then one fine Tuesday morning, after a thorough research and planning, I finally got what I wanted. One the Tuesday morning when the family was all comfortable and the day was cloudy with no sun. And that is when me and the other guys invaded the house. And we killed the owners. Silver daggers. We used silver daggers. There is something about the composition of silver that is lethal to the werewolves. I got them to sign the deed of their wealth, and the vampires got freedom from all the constant hunting these guys were on. Both parties got what they wanted. I promised to keep my mouth shut about the vampire thing, and in return, I gave them a place that they all could just sit back and relax while enjoying the massive wealth. This story might sound absurd to you, but it all happened. Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so. I'm an overnight security guard for a large building parking ramp. It's generally really a quiet job with a lot of free time. But occasionally, I do have to kick out some homeless people. It's a horrible part of the job, and I do my best to direct them to the next safest place to sleep. Most people are understanding because they unfortunately go through this a lot. If anything, they want to vent, and I tried to be an open ear. Our protocol is to ask them to leave, then if they don't, tell them to leave. And if all else fails, we have to contact the police.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
I've only gotten to that last step. It's important to note my general routine at work. I sit in a shack in the parking ramp for an hour. Then I go for a walk around the building and then back to the shack. The doors are all locked, but there's an entryway with an ATM that's open 24/7. This is usually where I find people looking for a place to sleep. For more context, I'm a smaller woman and unarmed. On this night, there was a woman trying to sleep by the ATM. I followed protocol, and after the first two warnings, I had to contact police. She yelled at me, which is out of the normal, but understandable considering her position. Must be frustrating being constantly kicked out of every semi-safe place. The police arrived, and because I was a little scared, I always am, I watched from inside the building out of view to make sure they got around. If she was yelling at me, she was full on screaming at them. And this went on for about half an hour before she left the building. Unfortunately, that's all the cops are required to do, so she made her way to the bus stop right outside. The problem with this is the bus stop is parallel with my shack. She was just sitting and staring at me with hatred in her eyes, and I got comfortable pretty quick. So I decided to take another walk. When I was passing the door that led out to my shack, I decided to take a peek out the little door window. And I don't usually do this, but I feel uneasy knowing she was probably still in the area. And it's a good thing I did. I could just barely see it, but behind my shack, I saw the slightest wobble. There she was, hiding right behind my shack. It's not a big thing, maybe a 10-foot cube made out of large window and metal right at the entrance of the parking ramp. I have no doubt she is waiting for me. I called the police again and just kept watching from the little door window. And while I was waiting, she eventually let out an angry scream, kicked the miscellaneous junk in front of the shack, and stormed up the stairwell into the parking ramp for an extra kick of anxiety. The floor above me had a broken door that wasn't locked at the time. Eventually, the police got there, and after some harsh words, they got her to leave again. And this time, she walked off into the night. What really scared me was what I found on my next walk. Now, there's a mirror next to the door I was watching her from. I couldn't see it from inside. But from this side, it was obvious. She had broken the mirror and a large piece was missing. Maybe I'd allow my anxiety to build all this up in my head. But from my perspective, she had taken a large, sharp object hidden behind my shack and waited for me to walk up. You tell me if I'm overreacting, but to my nameless potential assailant, I wish you better times and a bed to sleep in. But I also hope I never see you again. On the night of March 15th, 1989, Tracy Lynn Kirkpatrick was working at Alien Ladies Sportswear in Frederick, Maryland. Tracy was an introverted young woman, often opting to communicate her thoughts and feelings through handwritten poetry that actually verbally conversation. She was also something of a bookworm and excelled in her academic life. She was also extremely hardworking, holding positions to retail jobs in order to save money to pursue for a law degree at an Ivy League university. One of these jobs was at the previously mentioned sportswear store, where on the night in question, she was working the closing night shift at around 6 p.m. On March the 15th, Tracy's mother arrived at the store to bring her daughter some dinner. She was a supportive, loving parent who often brought Tracy a plate of home-cooked food, which Tracy would then share with her colleagues on duty. She later said that nothing appeared amiss at the store, and that her daughter seemed to be in a perfectly jovial mood. 2 hours later, Tracy's manager finished her shift and departed the store, as it was routine that lower employees would cash up and lock down the store at the usual closing time at 9 p.m. No sales were recorded after that point, so if there had indeed been any visitors, they certainly hadn't bought anything from any of the clerks. After closing, one of the unit's security guards, I happened to notice that some of the store's lights were on long after they should have been turned off. So at around 10:30 p.m., he entered the store to investigate the situation. Concerned there may have been an intruder who was using the lights to steal merchandise, having broken in using a back door, he took out his key to unlock the front entrance of the store, only to find that it was still unlocked. Deeply concerned, he thoroughly searched the front and back areas of the premises, only to make a terrifying discovery. In one of the back storage rooms lay Tracy Lynn Kirkpatrick, there was a puddle of blood beneath her unconscious body.
What's up, Foos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Along with stab wounds to her chest and back. The security guard then rushed to call emergency services, hoping she could still be saved. But on arrival, paramedics found that she could not be revived, and they announced her dead on the scene. Police then arrived to cordon off the area so that a forensic examination could be undertaken. Horrifyingly enough, Tracy's parents were also on their way to the store, concerned that the daughter was having car trouble and might need a ride back home. But when they arrived on the scene, they saw the blue flashing lights of police cars and feared for the worst. We cannot imagine how painful it was to have their worst nightmares confirmed, that their only daughter had been murdered by some mysterious assailant. All throughout the investigation that followed, Frederick homicide detectives failed to identify any singular motive for her slaying. The cash in the store's registers was still present. Tracy had not been indecently assaulted, nor did she appear to have any obvious enemies who might wish to see her come to harm. There was no evidence of any chase or struggle, which suggested that Tracy knew her murderer as they approached to fatally wound her. Yet, not a single person working at the store that day had seen anything suspicious or could suggest anyone they thought to be guilty of such a horrific crime. Investigators were completely and utterly flummoxed. That was until 3 months later, when a person called into the U.S. National Confessional Hotline. A recording of the call was made, which reads as follows. Hello, my name is Dawn, and I'm calling from Frederick, Maryland. I know this is going to sound surprising, but 3 months ago, I stabbed a girl to death. And you might think that this is making this tape, I'm setting myself up to be caught, but there are a lot of guys named Dawn and Frederick. The girl I killed was working in a ladies' sportswear store, often came by and talked to her when she was working alone. And one night, when she was in the storeroom, and we were talking, our conversation turned into an argument. And so I took out a knife with me I had at all times, and I killed her. And a few days later, I realized I had created a lot of sadness, and I thought about turning myself into the police. But whatever they do to me, they won't bring Tracy back. So I've decided that I better keep free, because we have the death penalty in Maryland. Thanks for listening. I'm sorry about what I did, but nothing can change it. Staff from the confession hotline forwarded a copy of the recording to Frederick Police. The call was traced back to a place called Walkersville, a small town in the same county that was just less than 10 miles away from the alien lady's sportwear. 2 weeks after the call, a self-proclaimed psychic telephoned Frederick Police, informing them that their investigation should center around a man she only referred to as Sean. She claimed the Sean character was acting strangely regarding the case, going as far as sending her clippings from newspaper and asking her bizarre and probing questions about Tracy Lynn Kirkpatrick. Apparently, willing to follow up any lead they had, no matter how ridiculous sounding, Frederick Police then descended into Walkersville, where they played the audio recording of the confession to various members of the public in hopes that they might be able to identify the voice on the tape. As it turned out, several people recognized the voice on the tape is neither a Sean nor a Dawn, saying it belonged to someone whose identity was never made public by investigators. This man never arrested or formally charged with Tracy Lynn Kirkpatrick is murder. And despite thorough searches of his property and his complete lack of alibi, he was subsequently rolled out as a suspect. Essentially, the identity of Tracy Lynn Kirkpatrick killer is a complete mystery. But there is one interesting detail that seems to have been completely overlooked by law enforcement. You see, there was a man named Don present at the sportswear store that night. The same security guard that apparently stumbled across Tracy's body is named Don Barnes Jr., and his father is none other than Don Barnes Sr., who was actually the sheriff of Frederick County at the time of Kirkpatrick murder. And despite him being one of the only people present at the time she was murdered, Don Barnes Jr. has never been considered a suspect. Now, this could easily be because whoever committed the murder was well aware of Don's presence in the area on the night of the murder and sought to implicate him. But even if this was the case, surely Don would have faced some form of casual questioning, given that no one else was present when Tracy Lynn Kirkpatrick's body was found. It apparently he didn't, and many have alleged that this is because Don Barnes Jr. was actually a prime suspect, whose involvement was completely covered up at the hands of the sheriff father. However, the allegations of nepotism are exactly that, purely allegations. And since no one single person has been charged or implicated in the crime in any serious way, the case remains, and may forever remain unsolved.
Years ago, man, I'm old, but let's say the mid-1990s. I worked as a woodland firefighter while in the Army Reserves. I worked as a spotter, basically being stationed in a giant fire tower in the middle of a national park. My job was just as it sounds. I would use binoculars and look out for fire smoke and other telltale signs of fire. My nearest compadre was 5 miles or so from me. My days consisted of working my shift, taking long walks around the fire tower, being on the lookout for anyone who might be having illegal fires, looking out for wildlife, and staying afoot of bears and wolves. The way our shifts worked back then was 1 week on, 1 week off, so we slept in the towers and cooked our food, etc. One day on one of my tracks out for food in my Jeep, I came across an illegal bear trap. I had several ranger friends with me, and I safely set off the trap, then picked it up to take to the ranger station. Poaching is illegal in the park, and carried a big fine even back then, and some jail time. But it didn't stop the poachers from trying. I heard rifle shots and headed back for my fire tower. And we did have a rifle in the tower, but only to be used in case of emergency. A few months back, a fellow spotter had been mauled to death by a grizzly, so each tower had been outfitted with a rifle. I looked with my binoculars, but didn't see anything out of the ordinary. So I radioed my coworker Ben, who was an older guy in the adjacent tower. And he hadn't heard anything, but had come across a few traps himself. That night, after dinner of frankenbeans and toast, I was riding to my future wife, when I heard the rumbling of a truck, thinking it was maybe Ben. Occasionally he made the trek over, and we would crack open a soda and chew the fat for a bit. It wasn't. Instead, I saw 4 men with rifles get out of the truck, one looking around and leaning up against the truck, whilst the other 3 grabbed traps and began to set them. I grabbed a rifle and my lantern and headed down the stairs. I was only 21 at the time, a farmer's son from a rural Virginia farming town, and even with 1 deployment behind me, I was naive. I should have called it into the Rangers, but instead, I thought I could talk some sense into our 4 dangerous men. I barely got a, "Hey, what are you doing?" out of my mouth before I was roughly shoved by bare hands. My lantern fell, and I heard it crack. Then my rifle was kicked away from me, I felt the breath leave my chest when I was violently kicked in the stomach. I barely had caught my breath when I was grabbed by two of the men and was shoved forward into the woods. It seemed like we walked for miles, but in reality, it was probably only a mile. However, I noticed that there was no sounds in the forest, and it is rarely silent. It's usually a cacophony of sounds, even at night. Owls, wolves, and crickets. But on this night, nothing. Suddenly, I was shoved onto my knees, and I felt hot tears well up. Thought of my parents, my little sister, brother, and my fiance who were back home in Virginia. When I heard the rack of a gun, I shut my eyes and prayed. Then suddenly, the night erupted. But it was the sounds of sirens, those of forest rangers, and behind them in his pickup, Ben, who had tried to radio me that he had heard a car's engine and come to my tower when I hadn't replied. The poachers were arrested. Ben drove me back to the tower, and I was still shaking. He didn't lay into me for not following the procedure, but just said that it was a close kid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
I ended up leaving the job months later to take a job closer to home. But I never ran into any more poachers during the rest of my time. I kept in contact with Ben for a while and sent him a wedding invite and a photo of my firstborn son in 1997. However, as time usually does, we lost track of one another. And a few years back, I Googled him to discover he'd passed away a few years back. He would have been 75 or so. I don't know whatever came of those poachers, but I know I never want to meet them again.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.